Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of hope. Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we mentioned the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that iman is between fear and between hope. So we did all the ahadith with regards to fear. Now we're doing the ahadith with regards to hope. And a person being hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith we read yesterday, Nabi Dharr radiallahu anhu qal, qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqulu Allahu azza wa jal, man jaa bil hasrati falahu ashru amthaliha, o azida. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person that brings and comes with one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it, and Allah Pak will make it 10. Allah Pak says that I will increase it further. In other words, even more than 10, I will increase. So minimum is 10. One good deed a person does, 1,000% return. That is minimum. Oh, Azida, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may increase it if he wishes. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِسَيَّةِ فَجَزَاءُ سَيَّةٍ سَيَّةٌ مِثْلُهَا أَوْ أَغْفِرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person comes with one bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the like of one. In other words, if he does one bad deed, he'll only get one sin. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may even forgive that also. So in other words, when a person is doing good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it. Oh, Azid, Allah Pak will increase it. And he'll give him 10, or he may increase it. But if he does a wrong, he'll only get one bad deed. Or even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may even forgive that, so he won't even have that one bad deed. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا That person that comes towards me, that person that he acts in ita'at, he does good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the extent of the baby finger till the thumb, one hand span, baby finger till the thumb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come towards him zira'an, from the middle finger, the tip of the middle finger till the elbow, this is known as one cubit length, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go towards him in terms of his mercy and his rahmat, etc. That extends. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala almost doubles what this person is trying to do. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا That person that comes towards me one cubit length, Allah Pak is saying, I go towards him in my mercy, in my rahmat, etc. One full arm's length. In other words, double that again. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً That person that makes an attempt and he comes towards me walking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً In terms of my mercy, I go towards him running. In other words, I pour my mercy, I pour my rahmat upon such a person. He's just coming towards me. وَمَنْ لَقِيَنِي مِقْرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطِيئَةً لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا That person that meets me with the size of the earth in terms of sin. In other words, his sins are so much to the extent of the earth, full of sins. لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا But this person didn't ascribe any partner towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, لَقِيْتُهُ بِمِثْلِهَا مَغْفِرَةً I meet him to that extent of forgiveness. In other words, he came with the whole earth full of sin. I meet him with the whole earth full of forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive a person so much to such an extent that even if his gunas are so much, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive him. Today's hadith, and Jabir radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال جاء عربي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الموجبتان جابر رضي الله عنه says that a Bedouin came up to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم Bedouin villager when the villagers used to come up to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم then the ordinary Sahaba they would get very very happy general Sahaba would get happy because the Bedouins were such that they were very open in what they wanted to say they were not too cultured, they were not too refined in terms of the way they asked and what they asked. They were very straightforward. So this Bedouin had come up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked, what are the two compulsory things, the two necessary things? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man mata la yushriku billahi shay'a dakhala al-jannah. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first necessary thing is the person that passes away, but he hadn't committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hadn't made another partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ This person will enter Jannah. In other words, this person didn't do anything else. Only thing he did was he didn't commit shirk. And he has happened to pass away, this person will enter Jannah. And on the other hand, وَمَنْ مَاتَ يُشْرِكُ لَهُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ That person that passes away, but in such a condition that he ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will enter the fire of Jahannam. So this Hadith also shows us and explains to us, ulama firstly before we go any further, ulama explained that what is meant by he'll enter Jahannam is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the prerogative of forgiveness, If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to forgive a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives a person hidayat at the last minute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that this person, Allah wants to show some mercy on him. He gives him hidayat, this person repents at the last minute. So we don't know firstly who will enter and who will go to Jannah, who will go to Jannah. We only have hope. But what is meant by this is that we never ever feel that despondent, that I don't have any good deeds to my credit. Here it's, hadith is saying the only thing this person did was he didn't ascribe any part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is necessary that he'll go to Jannah. So every person should be hopeful, should have umid in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing that this hadith teaches us, they don't ever look down upon anybody. Don't look down, as I mentioned, in a situation where it is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak knows best. Perhaps this person, he didn't do anything good, but in his heart he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allah Pak has no partners. Through just that one belief of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can enter this person into Jannah. So this is a lesson for us, that we should always be hopeful. And secondly, we shouldn't run any person down. Don't look down at that person. We never know, because of that one quality he's got in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may enter him into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.